Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. A man in his 50s has died after being electrocuted at a private property north of Mackay. Emergency services were called to the address along Cape Hillsborough Road at Bull Bay yesterday at around 1 p.m. Police report that the man was found unresponsive at the property and died at the scene. A Queensland Fire and Emergency Services spokesperson says the shock occurred while digging a trench at the property. Police are assisting workplace health and safety with their investigations and a report is being prepared for the coroner. In other news, a criminologist is warning we must remain level-headed amid a rise in youth crime and not to take matters into our own hands. Dr. Terry Goldsworthy says there's been examples in the past where people have been charged over trying to pursue stolen cars or using disproportionate force during citizens' arrest, resulting in deaths. He told listeners the briefing podcast there are serious consequences if things go wrong.
You may have a citizen who engages with lateral neck restraint and results and some serious injury to someone, they may well find themselves a subject of criminal charges and be a very expensive lesson and the possibility of doing substantial jail time.
We're being encouraged to wear orange today to acknowledge and thank our local SES volunteers. There are over 1,200 SES volunteers across the central region who, without hesitation, support and rescue our community in times of need. Taking a look at local sport, the divide between the top and bottom halves of the AFL Mackay men's ladder continues to grow following definitive wins over the weekend. Mackay Magpies remain in the top spot after defeating Bakers Creek Tigers 95-35. Eastern Swans are behind on percentage only following their 132.7 win against Mackay City Hawks. While the North Mackay Saints took down Whitsunday Sea Eagles 82 points to 45.